This meditation intends to align and open your throat chakra with divine support. So before we begin, consider gathering some crystals. If you have any throat chakra crystals to enhance your practice, you may like to choose from some blue lace agate, sodalite, lapis lazuli, aquamarine. These stones resonate with the throat chakra and can aid in opening and balancing its energy. If not, just grab any crystals that resonate with you for today. And find a comfortable position to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, feel yourself grounding into this moment. We call upon Archangel Michael, the protector, so to surround us with his mighty blue light, bringing clarity and courage. We also invite Archangel Gabriel, the messenger of truth and communication, to grace us with his presence, aiding us in expressing our deepest truths. And visualize a beautiful, radiant blue light filling the space around you. This light represents the energy of the throat chakra, cleansing and purifying your surroundings. Imagine this soothing blue light washing away any negativity or stagnant energy, creating a serene and supportive environment for your meditation. The throat chakra, or Vishuddha, is located at the center of the throat. It represents communication, self-expression, and truth. Themes associated with this throat chakra include honesty, clarity, creativity, and authenticity. And this chakra governs our ability to speak our truth and listen to others with an open heart. It also relates to the sacral chakra, which of course governs our relationships and creativity, abundance and flow, and the throat chakra's expression of this. So the vocal cords, the mouth, the thyroid, and the parathyroid glands, alongside the throat, are the main governing body parts and organs. So take a moment to observe these systems. Observe your throat. Just observe any colors or shapes that are surrounding your throat, or maybe a feeling of constrictions or openness, blocks. You may also begin to see some visuals around you, maybe old stories, events, conversations. You may have some sensations in the body begin to emerge. Maybe sensations you felt before in another timeline or another season. Just allow everything to come up and move on. As quickly as you see it come, allow it to be released, being the quiet observer. might like to ask how your throat chakra is currently expressing itself. Perhaps asking where any challenges, beliefs, or blockages are presently in your life relating to your throat chakra. Perhaps you see or feel areas where communication has been stifled or where you've held back from expressing your true self. And also invite your throat chakra to reveal its positive aspects. Acknowledge the ways in which you express this chakra with clarity, creativity, and authenticity. And when you're ready, we're going to move into a beautiful cleansing technique to clear and align your throat chakra. And visualize now a brilliant blue lotus flower at the center of your throat. As you take a deep breath in, see this lotus flower opening up petal by petal, releasing any tension or blockages held within. Imagine Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel gently pouring a stream of shimmering blue light into this lotus flower. The light fills the petals, the center, and radiates outwards, dissolving any remaining negativity. Letting it go now. Deep exhalation. Feel the blue light swirling around, cleansing and healing every part of your throat chakra. Which, with each breath, allow this energy to expand, filling your entire throat, neck, and vocal cords. See this blue light extending down to your heart and up to your third eye, creating a harmonious flow of energy between these chakras. And affirm to yourself, I speak my truth with love and clarity. I express myself authentically and creatively. My words are powerful and align with my highest good. And gently bring your awareness back now to the present moment. And always remember that words are vessels for meaning, but it is our intention and emotion behind them that give them the weight and significance. A simple phrase like, I love you, can hold immense power when spoken with genuine emotion and sincerity. Without intention, words are merely sounds or symbols with no intrinsic value. Our perception and interpretation of words play a crucial role in how they affect us. What might be a casual remark to one person can deeply impact or hurt another, depending on their personal experiences and sensitivities. Words gain their matter through the lens of our perception. Words are neutral until we imbue them with meaning, intention, and emotional resonance. They carry their matter through the energy we invest in them and the impact they have on ourselves and others. By using words consciously and thoughtfully, we can harness their power to create positive change and meaningful connections. I encourage you this week to journal your words out on paper to observe just how you speak, what you speak, and gain some understanding or knowledge of your perceptions that go and twirl around in your mind, creating words all the time. So feel the grounded energy of Archangel Michael and the clear communicative energy of Archangel Gabriel surrounding you now. Thank them for their guidance and support. And when you're ready, create a beautiful golden light around your entire auric field. And when you're ready, slowly place your hands, the palms of your hands over your eyes. Open your eyes underneath them. And thank yourself for taking this moment in time to reflect upon your throat chakra and activate and cleanse the energy of your throat. And when you open your eyes and remove your hands, carry with you the sense of clarity and truth that you have just atoned.